Last month, the House of Representatives in New Hampshire passed a law allowing for seriously ill patients the use of medicinal marijuana if their doctors recommend it. If it were to be signed by the state's governor, they would become the 14th state in the country to have such laws. Now, an Orlando woman is going to try to see Florida join that club. Kim Russell is the founder of People United for Medical Marijuana. She's working on circulating petitions for the 2010 electoral ballot, asking residents to legalize medicinal marijuana.
We're using the internet. It is our first method of madness, is getting everybody, you know, on Facebook and different groups set up around the state. We are going to eventually, once we raise, you know, the millions of dollars that we need, of course, do mass mail-outs and probably have to do paid petitioners and whatnot.
Russell says her motivation comes from trying to ease the pain of her father, who just recently was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. She says the use of the weed could help him eliminate his tremors and avoid having brain surgery. It certainly won't be easy. Russell says her organization needs to get 700,000 valid signatures by next February to place the measure on the November 2010 ballot. She says the proposal could generate as much as $200 million for the state.
Yeah, I really believe that that's a low number, but anyhow, if you take the 1.7 million seriously ill people in the state with an average of, we're assuming people are going to have the right to grow it themselves, but we are assuming that many people won't grow it themselves and will, you know, go to a dispensary to get it. And, of course, it's going to have to be taxed, probably 8%. All of that logistics we are leaving up to the legislators to decide how they want to handle that. This amendment is specifically just giving us the right to have marijuana for medicinal purposes.
Jody James is on the board of directors with the Florida Cannabis Action Network and is also a member of the Florida branch of Americans for Safe Access. She thinks it's sad that, unlike New Hampshire and other states, Florida lawmakers have shown no inclination to support such laws, and therefore it's left for private citizens to raise hundreds of thousands of dollars about what she calls a basic health care issue.
Florida did have a medical marijuana research program that passed in the 70s. It was passed through the legislature. Lee Moffitt was a representative at the time. You might be familiar with the Lee Moffitt Cancer Center. And this trial sunsetted off the books because the legislature failed to fund it. Patients in Florida who need medical marijuana, who want medical marijuana, who find that this is an excellent treatment for whatever cause that they and their healthcare provider think it's right for them, should have the right to use it.
When asked if she'll support Kim Russell's effort to gather the 700,000 signatures necessary to get medicinal marijuana on the ballot, Jody James says she'll certainly encourage her patients that she works with to help out, but says she has her eyes on a bigger prize, ending the U.S. government's war on drugs.
And we're talking some devastating illnesses. We're talking Alzheimer's, cancer, Parkinson's, MS. These are diseases that I don't even want to think about having. And if that is the medicine that works for you, how is it this compassionate, law-abiding nation has decided that the only thing that a cancer patient who thinks this medicine works for them, the only thing that they can do is go to the black market and become a criminal?
Although President Obama disappointed some activists when he recently said he does not favor legalizing pot, his attorney general, Eric Holder, did excite those in the medicinal marijuana movement when he said he would no longer direct the Justice Department to make raids on such clinics, as has been the case off and on since California became the first state to allow such a law back in 1996. Kim Russell from People United for Medical Marijuana was encouraged by the directive.
I think it's great. It's great that the Obama administration and the DEA have both come to their senses and realized there's a better way to spend our billions of dollars rather than hurting poor patients that are on their deathbed.